forth. Is it okay to begin at this point, Heidi? Can you hear me okay? Yeah, okay. Is it okay to begin? No? Good morning. I would like to start by just quickly recapping, go back and talk about where did we leave off, and then where are we starting, so that we all have the same understanding. So when we left on Monday, we had a very, very good discussion about what is working and what is not working. And then also we brainstormed a list of ways that participation could be improved. And so that list was put into a Word document, and that's where we're going to begin today. So the decision that you all agreed to is that we're going to now look at ideas, suggestions, and solutions for the items that are on the side of the list that's called what is not working. So my suggestion to you was, on the side of the list that says what is working, keep doing it. You know, whatever is working, don't stop. And then the things that are not working, you have some suggestions and proposals that we're going to record. So we'll record all of the suggestions and proposals. And then what you do with those suggestions and proposals, how you use them going forward, is what we'll talk about at the very end. So we'll discuss what the next steps are with regard to the items that we come up with. And I told Jose and Dev that I would be very happy to volunteer to come to any of your meetings to help you continue with the work that you've started on this. If you should wish to have me, I would be happy to do that. Okay?
Thank you for that, Ilet.
I enjoy very much being a part of this process with you. And I feel honored to have this opportunity, as I know my colleague Rodrigo does. So let's...
Can you hear me? Yes? Excellent. This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I don't understand whether you are volunteering your presence at our General Assembly or your participation during our teleconferences.
Conferences. Anything, any other clarification or questions before we begin? Okay, it's now 8:15, and so I'm going to have to adjust the agenda a little bit in terms of the lost 15 minutes, because we have to end about 5 minutes to 10, because at 10 o'clock this room is going to be used for another presentation that many of you are coming to on consensus building. Okay, so why don't we do this then? Why don't we... just start with the list, and I'll read the item, and then if anybody has a proposal or a suggestion or a solution that they'd like to put up there, we'll put it in the column on the right. So the first item that we have is interpretation on the conference call. What is not working is the mailing list, translations, and interpretation of the teleconferences.
Nosotros tenemos un comentario sobre...
We have a comment we would like to make. I'm going to wait so that English speakers wear their headphones. This is Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. It seems that... this is part of what we at ICANN staff can help you solve or work out. Yesterday, we had a very positive meeting with the people from the translation and interpretation department at our staff and also with the at-large staff. And I think we have a proposal. We can see that what is working, I mean, interpretation services work during the phone calls. What does not work are the subsequent translations. And we did some research on the available software to do these tasks. And it seems that we have used the state-of-the-art software available. However, we have a structural grammatical difference between English and Spanish, so we do not have a system that is powerful enough to solve this issue. So what we are ready and able to do is the following. Since we have a very good human resource in charge of interpreting, we will have an additional monthly phone call or two additional monthly teleconferences so as to make the most of the interpreters, and they will be in charge of translating these documents. As you know, this is all recorded, so we would have a kind of electronic or audio document that would include the documents that would include well-translated documents that would be translated by the interpreters. I don't know if my colleagues from at large have any further comment. This is Sergio Salinas Porto. I really commend you for your concern on this. I know that this is the result of a work behind the scenes that is not always recognized. This concern about document translation and interpretation is really, really laudable. Here is my suggestion. Maybe we do not need an additional teleconference meeting, but if we could have these documents recorded in Spanish, and if we were able to download them when we have to debate the policies, at least these documents, that would be fine, because we had 47 voting opportunities at ALAC in the last year. If we had had those 47 documents in Spanish, then we would have had a flow of communication between LACRALO and ALAC and ICANN. So, if we could have these documents in principle, if these documents were easily downloadable for us to listen to them, I do not think that we could have or we should have that additional interpretation time. Thank you. No doubt, this is Silvia. No doubt this is going to be fantastic, that is, to be able to listen apart from reading. Another serious problem we face is automatic translation in our email exchange list. When we write in Spanish, and, you know, we have talked about this on many occasions, and we make or we do our best efforts so as to write brief sentences, well, when we translate that automatically into English, that makes no sense. And the same happens in the other direction. This is a communication tool we use on a daily basis within our region. So we need to work out the automatic email translation in our exchange list. At one point, we spoke about doing without that automatic translation system and having participants expressing themselves in their native language, and then the recipient would be in charge of seeking a competent translator to translate the message. We haven't done so, and in the years we have been undergoing this problem with the list that we use on a daily basis. We don't understand each other. Thank you.
For the transcript. I mean, I can empathize with the Mail English translation because it's a source of frustration in trying to understand what everybody's saying. And it's sometimes it's just like you look at the list and you just wonder what is going on. So, I mean, I can empathize. It seems to be a combination of, well, I'm not sure what the factors are that are resulting in why it's not working as effectively as it could. With regards to the possibility of having additional calls, I agree with that. I just hope that there will be enough participation in such additional calls. I mean, in our monthly calls as it is, the participation is still very low. So, if we have additional calls, would we scale up to really take advantage of it? That's my concern. Just a thought here. as another suggestion, proposal, solution, would having such like calls where you just have it one call in Spanish, where in other words, there's no interpretation, meaning that there's a call that there's no interpretation, and I think in principle that would be a more relaxed conversation because there's no pausing and hesitating and speaking slowly and so forth. Do you think, and I'll offer that suggestion, if we would have like one call in English, one call in Spanish, and then the monthly call with interpretation, would that lead to better, you know, better collaboration, understanding?
¿Qué tal? Buenos días. Mi nombre es Guillermo.
Good morning. I'm Guillermo Zamora. I am from Argentina. Yesterday night, I was reading this document so as to refresh my memory. And I focused on the pros and cons. And within the cons, you know, we have 17 fields on this table indicating negative factors. I saw that 9 of these fields are connected with translation or communication, and they were allocated to different fields on the table. I do not think the issue here is translation. I think the issue here is communication. This is the third time I've said this in my capacity as a newcomer to this group. What I see is that people complain about translation or interpretation in the mailing list and even interpretation of what we say here. And I think that really the issue boils down to communication. Personally, I work a lot with English speakers. My English is very, very poor, and I need to understand the English speakers. And we were able to understand each other. I was working from, remember, from Trinidad and Tobago that speaks no Spanish, from Jamaica. Jose was not always available to help us. And although we had a language issue, we were able to understand each other. So we are smart enough or wise enough to realize when what we say is well meant or not. So to put all the responsibility on the translator's shoulders, well, if we say that the translation is poor, it will always be so if that is what we mean. So it is an excuse to say that translation or interpretation services are poor and we should become accountable for what we want to do or say. Thank you.
Because we have a very long list, as he pointed out, there are 19 items on the list, I'd like to just ask a clarifying question. Is it a good use of time to just focus on this issue for 30, 45 minutes and not give as much time to the others? That's one question. I'm looking for the sense of the group. Do you want to continue to work on this? The other option would be to have a working group, to set aside a group of people who want to work on this outside of this meeting and to focus on it and to try to solve this problem in a smaller group. But I don't want to direct it. I would just like to know what the sense of the group is. So let's get a show of hands. How many of you would say that you would like to see this given to a working group of 8 volunteers who would work on this off, not here today? Please raise your hand. Thank you very much. So this is my opinion. So I'll give you, an opinion. I think that until you decide what you want to see as an end result, like what would the solution look like, until you can describe what you want the solution to look like, you really won't know whether it's communication or translation or both. Right now, as an observer, I could say that I'm confused about whether it's translation, kind of the technical aspects of that, because there's some short-term things that you could try with that, or whether the issue is larger and has to do with communication, which includes respect for each other's point of view, really trying to understand differences of opinion, and also how we communicate. So let me just get it quickly. So it looks to me like this could be tabled and given to a working group. Is that right? Does anybody strongly disagree with doing that? Dave, please. Yes.
Just to say that, I'd just like to get some, perhaps even 5 minutes more, 10 minutes more, just to see, just to get some more concrete proposals, and then the working group can work on these ideas a little bit more. But
that, I think that would be fine to take, you know, five, seven more minutes to keep the discussion going, and then give it to a working group. Is that okay with everybody? Okay, so, no, please.
Sí, Sergio Blostein. La verdad que...
Sergio Blostein, I don't agree. I think we have a proposal from ICANN. We have debated this. We have devoted a lot of time to this debate. Our issue as a working group goes far beyond communication. It is included on the list of issues, and it is my feeling that we need to set up priorities on this list, and on the result of that priority, we need to start focusing on the most significant issues and then focus on the least significant ones. I do believe that communication does not rank first among our issues. I think our issue is related to a strategic aspect and rather than on how we communicate.
Habla Ilad. Alguien había levantado la mano por aquí y luego volvemos a la otra parte de la sala.
La pregunta que quisiera hacer es cómo podemos tomar una...
The question I would like to make is how can we reach a consensus decision if I see the ALSs from Latin America and only two from the Caribbean. I would like to see where the rest of the representatives are, and this may give you an idea of our communication issues. Excuse me, Marcelo, in this regard, I don't agree what you're saying. We are one region, not two regions. And the speaker did not identify himself. Adelante.
Yo quería ir sobre el mismo sentido.
This is Sergio speaking. I wanted to agree with Marcelo, but I wanted to make a difference along the lines of what Alberto said. Our colleagues, English-speaking colleagues in the region, are not here except for our two colleagues, whose presence I deeply appreciate because I see that they are interested in working out the issues in our region, but I don't see anybody else. So this is a concern. This is my concern. Thank you.
Perdón, yo no voy a...
Excuse me. I don't want to go deeper into this. This is another issue we have. But they are all interrelated. I agree with setting up or creating a working group because I want to go back to the technical aspect. Sergio's idea or suggestion about having an interpreter reading the documents and then using a voice recognition software that would transcribe that automatically, well, probably we could have these two digital tools so that we have higher usability of the tools, and accuracy would also be better, and the speaker did not identify himself.
Take one more comment, and then I'm going to make a suggestion about how to go forward, please.
Muchas gracias, Ilad.
Thank you, Ilad. This is Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Just a brief comment. I agree in that this is not going to work out all the communication issues, but it is a small step forward of one of the needs that you voiced when we started with this list, when we compiled this list we see on the screen. We could have a working group and we could agree on whether we should have these teleconferences. The idea is that we are going to have the interpreters available during the teleconference, and it is a good idea to use that human resource. But this suggestion does not create a final comprehensive solution to all the communication problems. It was just a solution to the automatic translation issue. And of course, the idea is not to have you all participating in an additional teleconference. You may have a separate different group. You may do it anytime. The idea is to make the most of the interpreters as a human resource.
And we'll close this. Yes.
Solo es un comentario.
This is just a brief comment. I am a new member, and as far as I know, this issue of translation is an old problem. I understand that in 2009 you had a meeting and the same issue appeared, and up to now, 2010, 2011, we go on with the same problem. So I do believe that the working group that is going to be proposed should be focused not in discussing or keep on discussing the problem, but providing a solution for the problem, because otherwise we are going to keep on discussing about the issue. And the ones not belonging to this working group are going to have their own opinions, but they should try at least to accept somehow those solutions that were proposed, because otherwise this is a vicious cycle, a never-ending cycle.
And then I'd like to bring this to closure.
Gracias, Antonio.
I am Antonio Medina from Colombia. I would like to make a motion, order motion, or a point of order. I would like you to read the 19 points of the agenda right now, so as to be clear on what we have to work with and not to spend time dealing with certain points, because we have taken enough time to discuss these previous points. So perhaps we can make a summary and classify them into different groups and focus on four main issues.
So we have what's called a process proposal. I just want to repeat it so that you hear it, because I think that it's an important thing to understand. So we have a list that has 19 items on it. Those 19 items could be categorized. So what we could do is review them very quickly, just go scroll down so that we all see them. Of course, they're in English, but you did receive this Spanish version, so you do have that. No?
This is Devanant Laksing for the record. It was emailed on the Lakwalo CR list, the list of 19 that has been put in English and Spanish.
Right. Thank you. So all of you did receive those. We could just quickly scroll back just so we can kind of, you know, look at them very quickly. And then there's a way that we could categorize these. There's two different ways I could propose. One way of categorizing them would be to lump things together, as this gentleman did. He said there are 7 items that have to do with translation and communication, and there probably are several that have to do with strategic planning. And then another way of categorizing this would be in terms of short, medium, and long. So those things that you could work on immediately within the next 6 months and set a deadline to solve, those things that take a year, 12 months, that's medium, and then long would be an 18-month period. So that would be a category we could put things into, and that would help us in terms of being able to maybe have a plan at the end. Is there anybody that is not willing to now move on? I'm just to close the item that we've been talking about. There's a working group that's been proposed. There's a consensus that that's a good idea, that we should have a working group. How do you want to get volunteers? Do you want volunteers to come through email, or do you want volunteers today? Okay, all right. So would you please, and who will record this? Who will record who's volunteering? Okay, thank you. So would you raise your hand if you'd like to be on the working group to solve the translation communication? So,
Elad, could maybe they just say their names as well?
Okay, good. Please say your name.
Jose Arce. Juan Rojas. Humberto Carrasco. Sergio Salinas Porto.
Stephen Antiluxing.
Gilberto Lara.
Seven, eight people. And then I know there's a couple of people that are not present in the room who were here on Monday. You might ask them if they'd like to volunteer, like Fatima. So we're closing this issue. Now we're going to move on, and we're going to review, just very quickly, scroll down. Yes, please. Yeah.
My suggestion is this. We are creating a working group to review the communication issue. I insist on the fact that we should read the 19 items because perhaps this working group might be able to work out not only communication issues, but other three topics. So why are we going to create three working groups if we can create just one devoted to these issues and that may give us a solution for the identified problems? I may say that I do not agree with what my colleague Antonio said, and I'm going to explain why in a very respectful way. The fact of creating different working groups allowed us to deal with the issues in a better way, and this allowed the participation of a greater amount of people, and this is the aim of a working group. We need people to work with us. We need the participation of at-large participants. So if we have three, four, or nine people, the rest are not going to be able to participate. Do you understand? I do not agree, Antonio. Please.
Sorry. Just the interpreters have asked, could you please state your names before speaking?
Thank you.
Ana.
This is Ana from ISOC Ecuador. I do not agree, Antonio, because the important issue in this meeting is that we all participate, and we should all participate in at least one working group, and we have to work the strategic planning, communication. We all want to change. We want to participate, and this is the way of doing it. I am Freddy Linares from ISOC Peru. I think that I would, instead of, we should avoid the excess of coordination for each topic, and we should move forward because I understand the goodwilling of trying to find the best methodology so as to how to deal with the items of the agenda. But if we are going to identify how to improve the coordination of the issues, somehow we are going to coordinate what is already coordinated, and we are going to waste time in this. And I do believe that we should review the topics, and perhaps the working groups may meet and coordinate among each other, and perhaps they might coordinate a common meeting.
Here, here, and then here.
I would ask you a small favor. I am Alberto Soto. I would ask you a favor. You all know me. Last night, I didn't go to the music night, and I did my homework. And as I did so, if I give it to you, I think we should avoid a lot of time in discussing this. If you do agree, Ilag, I will give you my work, and you see that this will be briefed.
Just point of order. So we had a proposal here for reviewing, just looking at the list, looking it over, right? And then we've now made a decision that there's a working group that's going to be working on translation, communication, and we had volunteers for that. Now we're having a discussion about should we have other working groups for other topics or subjects that are up there. I don't want to lose the thread. I'm just trying to make sure you understand that this is what we've been talking about. And now we have a proposal that one person do a presentation on what he thought about last night. What I'd like to do is to finish with the comments of these two, and then with your permission, we'll turn the floor over to Alberto. Is that acceptable? Okay, so please, if we can have your comment and then yours.
Raúl Bauer.
This is Raúl Bauer. It is a question more than a comment. I think we're confusing or mixing up language and interpretation and communication in one issue. I share my views with Guillermo. We do have communication, style, culture problems. We have problems in presenting the problems because this is somehow deepened by the language barrier. So I think we should divide the issues. Translation issue is something that might have an easier solution, and the other issue is a deeper solution related to the strategic planning. And we should take into account the communication problem in this way. Gracias. I am Guillermo Zamora from Argentina. I didn't go to the music light because I fall asleep, so I just had to do my homework. So I didn't read the good points or the good part of the points, but I was interested in knowing, in fact, about the faults of problems that we have within the structure. According to what I understood, having all the knowledge, I think that we have two issues, and this list of 19 issues should be divided into two big topics. On one hand, we have language, and on the other side, the internal organization or the bureaucratic management, to put it somehow. Within language, this is related to what Alberto said. I found two divisions. On one hand, dealing with the issue of language, and I do insist this is not a linguistic question or issue. This is a political issue and a good-willing issue. And on the other hand, we have the internal bureaucratic management, in which I do believe we are not agreeing on the way in which we are moving forward. And this exceeds the language barrier, and this is something related to our function here, which is to move forward in the management of the organization.
Exclamation point.
Perdón, no era para que se enojen.
Sorry. So I am referring to the planning issue and the fact of creating a strategic plan so as to move forward.
Hi. I am Zelris Lawrence from ICTV4G Jamaica. I just want to make a comment, share my views, basically. I think I was sharing with our working group that one of the ways to facilitate participation is to have groups or sectors so as to draw persons with various strengths. And I think the group, even though you may form groups, it doesn't mean that you're going to be separate from the overall group itself. We'll be still working together, but you're putting those with a certain strength together so that those who are working with strategic planning or visions and missions will work together, and those who are going to be dealing with translation and communications, they also will work together. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me now follow the agreement that we made. So in just a moment, we'll get to your comments, Alberto. Let's just go through the list and at least just let's review it, okay? And this will give you a chance to have any insights. So we have the list up in Spanish right now. And those of you that are English speakers, you could look at your document on your laptop and follow along. And so, Matt, if you would scroll, please. And just go slowly enough so that people can read it. Okay. 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 Okay, with your permission, I'd like to offer a comment. I think that there are four big groupings that all of the items fit within. One grouping is strategic planning, and that would include vision, mission, and then strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, internal, and then within users, external. So that's one category, strategic planning. Second category is communication. And there were many items on there that had to do with dissemination of information, how we treat each other, etc. That's communication. Third area is translation, which we have a working team on. And then the fourth area is governance. And governance is the ability to reach consensus efficiently and effectively. So those are the four that I see. Matt? Excuse me?
Repeat number one, please.
Number one is strategic planning. Yeah. Do you want me to repeat the whole thing? No, just the category. Okay, thank you. So those are my comments, and now we have Alberto, who has thought a lot about this. Is this a point? Please.
Michael Ford, Barbados. I just wanted to point out that there is an error in the very last point where it says within La Crallo there is no session planning. The person who made that contribution said succession and I'll attempt some Spanish here, la sucesión, rather than session.
Thank you very much for the clarification. That's my memory also. Please, Alberto, if you would take the floor.
This is Alberto Soto. Matt is going to put a presentation. I have 3 minutes, so what I did is what Vila recommended us, and this is gathering together in summarized points, good points, what we think it is okay, and how we should improve this. This is the methodology provided by ELAD, and according to the negative points, we are going to see how we should solve them. If they do work, we may improve them. Can you find the presentation? And those, if they don't work, or the point doesn't work,
fix it.
We should see the positive or present a positive point first and then the negative point. Then we should take one of these points, any of them. I have 3 minutes left. So it works equals increase. Doesn't work equals improvement. This is my presentation. Next slide, please. For example, interpreters in conference calls. This works. This does work. So we need conference calls for ALS training. Then another positive point, high participation of ALSs in Costa Rica. Therefore, we need to increase participation, and we need to reduce the category of the hotels and in conference calls interpreters. This is a mistake in my presentation. The slides are doubled. Next slide, please. Working group. It does work. Therefore, we need to create a regional working group about regional topics contributing to the ICANN working groups. Therefore, we should plan in the short, medium, and long term. Thus, the solution or troubleshooting, does it work? Therefore, we need to use all the resources available, mails, conference calls, Skype, etc. Collaboration among the RALO members. Is this working? Translation of emails. Is it working? This doesn't work. These are quick solutions. So sending mails without translation. Those receiving the emails should solve the problem by using Google Translator. Any of the issues are a better solution than the current method. The fact that we have a bad communication, okay, we need to improve them. This automatically. We need goals, okay, this should be improved according to the proposed planification in the yes session. Next slide, please. We do not have internal consensus. This may be improved with the working groups and with the use of the resources. We do not have respect for each other. Okay, that is a personal point or a personal problem, and the moderator should be in charge of this. Next slide, please. Planification, for example, first topic, the usage of conference call for training. This is vital for a newcomer ALS. We need training for regional groups. We need training for each working group, training for the creation of formation of leaders or training of leaders, training for understanding the ICANN structure and functionality, training for working with the wiki, and training for the working works of ICANN. And then we will see the same thing according to my criteria. So we're going to analyze same issue, but with an improvement or a priority. Next slide, please. In this case, what we have is the cost of this. It doesn't matter what, from 1 to 8. If we are working according to the budget per program, this is the next year planification, and we know the money that we're going to have. The red lines are not going to be carried out because of the lack of money. So this is very important because we need to take into account that we have to execute things that are of priority for us. So I take the sum of money. So we have money to execute up to point six, but these are the most important topics or points. Next slide. Okay, that's all. Thank you very much.
Yes, please. This is a good time now to reflect on Alberto's comments. So this is a chance to discuss or ask for any questions or clarification, please.
I just wanted to the point about Roosevelt King. I just wanted to talk about at least mention the point about this not respectful of each other. I have butt up on some of this. Really and truly, it is more translation than lack of respect. Just let me see if I could find an example. Like, for example, you might say, it is not your turn to go. But then the translation that comes back at me says, I have no right to go. Sorry. I'm just wondering if it wasn't translation, because I know that the translation, because of the roundabout way sometimes that Spanish goes and even French goes, it could tend to convey the wrong meaning or the wrong impression. Thanks.
Okay, so Alberto put quite a bit of work into his presentation. There were some very provocative ideas in there. So let's take 5 minutes or so for any reactions to what you saw and anything that you might like to comment on. So please go ahead. Who would like to start? Please.
This is Antonio Medina from Colombia. I think Alberto's proposal coincides with my approach. Our issue is not only a communication issue, but it has to do with the analysis of this process in which we all participated and gave or made our contributions. So this is an element that enriches the work of the future work of the working group. So this is a good start.
Sergio?
This is Sergio speaking. I want to, I don't know if I have any further comments. I think he summarized what we have been saying for the last 2 or 3 years within our RALO in terms of how we should organize ourselves. So I fully support Alberto's proposal, and his proposal is in line with some things I had written myself, and I did go to the music night, Alberto. And for the records, this is Sergio Salinas Porto.
At the music night. That's the important thing. Yes, please.
I am Guillermo Zamora from Argentina. I fully agree with Alberto's presentation. It shows that he worked harder than I did. My only observation would be the following. Probably, you know, the presentation was too fast. So I have the impression that all the advantages and disadvantages presented could be grouped into two big issues or two big approaches. On the one hand, language, and on the other hand, internal bureaucratic management. Within the latter, we should focus on training. And I insist, probably the presentation was too fast and I don't remember everything. I saw many points related to training, and I don't know if we need all of these instances of training. Maybe we can narrow them down, because the more topics we have, the more bureaucracy we have, but in a negative sense. In Argentina, we had a government and administration that used to say, well, if you don't want anything achieved, set up a committee, you know? So if you don't want to reach any results, set up a committee. So if we start creating many committees or commissions and focusing on many instances of training, we do not reach any concrete results. Thank you.
The gentleman next to you had his hand up.
¿Qué dice? Ah, what?
Yes, please.
Sí, buenas.
I'm Sergio Bronstein. A lawyer used to say that a debt without a maturity date is not a debt. And if we set up working groups, they need to have a deadline. If not, what Guillermo said will come true. That is, we will keep on putting off our decisions. When it comes to committees or commissions, I think we have identified a language issue, which is an urgent issue, and the way in which we exchange information is an issue. And we have a short-term objective in terms of training, and we need to learn how to promote more participation within La Cralo and ICANN. And then there is another issue that has to do with planning in the face of our role as La Cralo within ICANN and in the face of La Cralo and our role in communicating with different users. I think that communication is a subordinating issue to our strategic planning.
Roosevelt King. Do I need to say that again? Roosevelt King. I tend to agree with the last speaker because, you know, if you have something and you can't manage it, you're not managing it. Well, I mean, it goes nowhere. But you cannot decide not to set up committees, because committees are a way of getting people to participate. And allowing stakeholders to really put their stake into what is happening. ICANN is so large that, I mean, to think about one or two committees to do this work and the number of issues that you have to deal with really is in need of expertise, not just overall expertise, but expertise in all areas, whether it be communication, whether it be law, whether it be public relations. It's too large not to have working committees, but you need to manage the working committees. So I totally agree with the last speaker.
So let me just point out, we're at about five after nine, and we have about 50 minutes. And if I were in your position, I would want to see action. I would want to know that, that what came out of this would lead to something tangible. And so my suggestion is that we now have very specific proposals about how to go forward. For example, one proposal would be for a number of working groups that would address specific items that are on the list, ask for volunteers, and agree on some sort of a time frame within which they will deliver their product. So that's one way of addressing this. But I am only offering it as a suggestion. What do you want to do to feel successful and to go forward? So I'm looking for some specific ideas, proposals about what to do. Who would like to speak up?
I am Humberto Carrasco, for the record. I think we should do the following. When we speak fast, maybe we don't think that much, but we need to speak anyway. I think that perhaps our chair or the person we appoint should be in charge of controlling the progress of working groups in terms of objectives and deadlines. And this is a way of driving these initiatives. Working groups have their own goals, but they need somebody to supervise them, to monitor their progress. So this is what is done, at least in the EU projects, so as to complete projects within reasonable timelines. Thank you, Sergio Salinas Porto, for the records. I am worried about something, and I want to voice my concern here. Maybe we need to look for still another solution. We are in the process of sorting out issues within our RALO, and I am deeply moved by the future objectives we want to reach. But I am also concerned about policies. We need to see how we will have groups that have nothing to do with our internal structure, and how we will coordinate these groups, and how we create outward-looking policies. I don't know if we will focus on this at a further stage, but given what my friend Humberto said, I believe that, I don't know if it's our chair, the one that should be really in charge of this. It is the chair that should have the executive initiative, and probably our secretary or secretariat should actually be in charge of coordinating and organizing this, so as to develop this and materialize it. In terms of the RALO's internal administration, the secretary is not the chair's secretary, but he is the organization's executive secretary. Thank you. The speaker is not identifying himself. Oh, I'm Juan Manuel Rojas. This is Juan Manuel Rojas. I agree with Humberto. We do need the working groups. But I think the most appropriate proposal would be to make the most of the four topics
proposed for the working groups, and let us once and for all create the working groups. And if possible, we should set specific goals, not only in terms of timelines, but in terms of work for each working group. And we would make significant progress. Thank you.
I also must agree with Umberto, but as well, King. I just got concerned with some words that came back at me, like control. There must be somebody to control what is going on. But what I would say is not so much somebody to control. What you really need is a facilitator, somebody who would pull things together and help to guide the committee in terms of the steps that they ought to make. And I would also agree with Sergio that what this is really the work of the secretariat and not so much the chairperson. But that comes down to the secretariat because as much as the chairperson is one person, the secretary is just one person too. So what you really need are volunteers who can assist the secretariat. Each group should have a facilitator, somebody who will pull things together. And then probably by coordinating with the secretariat, then you can have that full picture, because the problem really is that when you go in pieces, you don't have the full picture. Somebody must be able to pull the whole picture together so that you know can see where you are actually going.
Hi, just a general point of order. This is Matt Astriani from staff. Please be sure to state your name before you speak every single time. I just want to be clear on that. It's not for the people in the room. We can clearly see each other, but it's for the record. And also, I know I speak fast myself, but please be sure to speak at a reasonable rate for our trans. I don't want to say interpreters. There you go. See? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So over here, Alberto, and then over here.
Alberto Soto.
This is Alberto Soto. We run out of time, and we keep debating on how to work, and we haven't formed the working groups. We don't even have time to form the working groups here and now. So I suggest we should form the working groups. We are going to have to leave the room, and therefore we should create the working groups by using our email exchange list, and we should work exactly as the ICANN working groups do, because we are really wasting a lot of time. I am Javier Chandíez from Internauta Chile. I am not a soft-spoken person. So, first of all, we spoke in terms of administration, and therefore we need some kind of evaluation along those lines. We have spoken about communication, translation, and we spoke about the purpose of our communication. Communicate or communication, what for? Well, we are back to square one in terms of how ICANN's policies affect the users. We are beating about the bush, and we are not focusing the central point. We are not addressing the central issue. This is my perception, my view.
The central point that you're making is policy development. Is that right?
Sí.
Exactly, yes.
Thank you very much. Please.
Buenos días, José Luis.
Good morning. I am José Luis Barzallo from IED Ecuador. I think we all clearly know what the problem is, what the problems are, and also the solutions that we have suggested today and that we have debated. I am following Alberto's line of thought, and that's why I asked for the floor. Mainly, we need to define what we want and where we want to go. I commend these initiatives because they definitely open up or open us the door towards progress. It has been very hard for us to organize ourselves, but we see that little by little we are taking the right path. I believe this ship is not sinking as many people, many external people that are not in our relo believe. However, we do need, or there's work to do, so please let us materialize that and let us move forward, because we love debating, we love speaking, but please let us reach some definition. Thank you.
Make a suggestion. We have a proposal from Alberto that we form working groups now. Is there anybody that strongly disagrees with taking that action now? Did you want to make a comment, Dave, please?
This is David Antiluxing for the transcript record. So just to clarify, just to make sure I understand it, we are trying to form four working groups, each on the four issues here: strategic planning, communications, translation, and governance. That right? I guess it's good to have to try to create the working groups, but I guess obviously the thing to be will be to determine what the objectives of each working group will then become. So I suppose yes, but it would obviously clear objectives, clear ideas of what it is, and of course it has to operate in a transparent manner. That I think is also critical.
Okay, so please.
This is Jose Arce for the records. I agree with Dev. My suggestion is that each working group should have its own chair that would be in charge of setting the objectives and sharing them in our list to see if we all agree and then move forward. Thank you. This is Sergio Bronstein. Apart from setting objectives, each working group must have a working plan and timelines. I insist on this, on objectives, delivery times, and debate times or timelines and closing timelines. This is Umberto Carrasco for the records. We are gradually defining a structure of how we should work. So my suggestion, and it is a suggestion, is that one or two persons that we can appoint right now should draft a standard format of the working plan of each working group so that each of us work with the same format. So we choose one or two persons, they prepare the format, they make it public, we have a two-day period to agree or to make comments, then we approve it, and on the basis of that document, we create the working groups that will have to observe that document and will appoint their chair or coordinator that will report to the chair or to the secretariat.
What I've heard. So there are a number of proposals that relate to the working groups. So number one, that each working group would have a chairman. And that secondly, each working group would have specific objectives that would have timelines. Number three, that there'd be a standardized format or methodology that each working group would work from, and that would be transparent and published regularly so that everybody knew how those working groups were working. Did I capture what you have suggested? Okay. So we're going to take, if it's acceptable, we're going to take volunteers right now for each of the working groups, and we'll list them so that we have the membership, and then you can decide on who's the chair within your working group. Is that okay?
Yeah, David Antiluxing for the transcript record. In general, I agree with you, Elad, and just to follow up what Jose said, once the the, you know, what is the call for membership. Again, in the interest of transparency, anybody who is now reading it and reading what the objective of the working group can then decide, okay, I want to participate in that because I think that is important to me and I can contribute to that. That's it.
So I'm sorry, I think I'm not sure I understood. So could somebody then join after we take volunteers?
I would say yes, not just people in this room, but everybody, once everybody's aware of it. Because after defining it, you know, you might get, you know, somebody might say, well, you know what, reading this, I think this is more important, I'm more interested in this one. Or maybe you want to join more than one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
All right. So let's start with strategic planning, since that's the first one on the list.
This is Jose Arce for the records.
Before we start with the working groups, I would like to take Umberto's proposal on board, and I will be in charge of sending the document with the standard format that the working groups will apply, the standard methodology. I can do that.
Yes, please, Roosevelt.
You know, I have problems with this central control. I think that each group should be allowed to develop what its mission is. Each group, in this case, becomes an expert. Each area of concern, each issue, each group may have different, approaches, methods of approach, because of nature of the topic or the mission, and I think you should leave the groups to develop a timetable. Okay, you say, well, you can have some basic rules. Oh, I'm so sorry, Roosevelt King for the record. But you should have some basic rules. I have no objection to that. But actually sitting down and saying, well, this committee must do that and this committee, I think is not the best way to go. I think that you can say, well, each committee must establish a timetable. But don't say that each committee must report in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Because the work of the committees, each committee, the work of each committee may be so maybe such that it may take 2 weeks for one, it may take 1 week for the other. So, again, this is also a part of establishing stakeholdership. You don't want to be going down the road and forcing people and rushing people and then end up with an incomplete job. I think the committee should work out their timetable. Thank you very much.
So we have, yes, please.
I am Anna for the record. I think that what Jose is going to create is a methodology, a communication way for each group to work on the same lines in the same communication means, and so that we do not have communication problem. We have to break that barrier. Now, each group should organize itself. Each group should present or submit its schedule and so on. But everything is going to be based on an unique methodology, and this will help to avoid problems. Thank you.
Barbados, I just in answer to or to add to what Roosevelt said, I see nothing wrong with being asked to report. It doesn't mean that you necessarily have had to have reached a conclusion, but at least it's part of the communication progress. Everyone would know where everyone else is. So reporting, being asked to report, there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. So are we at a point where people now are prepared to volunteer? Anything further that anybody wants to add before we ask for volunteers? Okay, so what we are doing now, if you look up there, there are four categories of working groups. There's strategic planning, there's communication, there's translation, and there's governance. And so Would you now raise your hand and also state your name if you want to be on the working group for strategic planning? Okay, so well, let's go around the room. And so we have, please state your name. Yes?
Alberto Soto.
Jose Arce.
Alberto Soto, Jose Arce, Sergio Bronstein. Silvia Herlein.
Michael.
Ana Sanchez. Ana Sanchez. Freddy Linares. Javier Tendiaz. Gilberto Lara. Johnny Laureano. And Raul Bauer.
A very, very full working group for strategic planning. Thank you. Did I miss something, Matt?
Yes.
Hi, I've recorded the names on the screen. If I've missed you, please let me know.
Would you look up at the screen and make sure that your name is on the, is up there? Is there anybody that was missed?
Alberto, you're the first person. See.
Alberto Soto, para los registros.
Alberto Soto, for the record. Alberto Soto, first line, please. Raul Bauer is missing. Sergio Bronstein is also missing.
Thank you very much. So we are now going to move on to the second working group, which is communication. And if you would raise your hand and then speak your name so that we know who is volunteering. And so we'll start right here, please.
Marcelo Teles.
Marcelo Teles. Gilberto Lara.
King.
Divananti Laksin. Juan Rojas. Guillermo Zamora. Jose Arce. Alfredo López.
Okay, got a nice. Yes, Dave.
Sorry, just a clarification thing just popped in my head. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for bringing this up, but didn't we call for the working group for this already? I'm just suddenly realizing.
The working group is for translation. We already have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just clarifying.
Yeah. We don't need to. So that's the working group for communication. We have the working group for translation, right? Everybody has already had. Yes, please.
But I would like to, in español, Humberto Carrasco.
I'm going to speak in Spanish. This is Humberto Carrasco. I would like to give up the translation point because I want to participate in the governance for a working group. Please remove my name from the translation group.
What? You can't do both? You have a problem with the time? But because I'm thinking that
Okay, but only if you participate there, okay? So I stay in the two of them, sorry.
Okay, the last working group is governance. So who would like to be in that working group? Yes, please.
Jose Salgueiro.
Jose Salgueiro. Freddy Linares. Fatima Cambronero.
Natalia
Enciso. Sergio Salinas Porto. Humberto Carrasco. Alberto Soto, and I would like to be as rich as my friend Kim. Jose Arce, Jose Luis Barzallo, Antonio Medina,
I'm going to learn with you, so I will participate. My name is Anna.
We have four working groups, and we have members of each of those. And the agreement is that those working groups will define what their objectives are, that they will develop a methodology for working together, that they will communicate to the other working groups where they are in their process, so that we have a good understanding of that, that Jose will coordinate the working groups. Is there anybody that has not volunteered for a working group that would like to before we close this? Yes, Jose?
Sí,
yes, before moving forward, I would like to say that there are many people who have problems with the emails. So I would like to coordinate that the emails that are part of the list are the ones that are being used, because otherwise we will have another communication problem. So I would like to solve this issue before finishing this session.
Hi, Zelris Lauren.
So
I'd like to be part of the strategic planning and governance. Okay.
Thank you very much. Yes, please.
Buenos días.
Good morning. I am Antonio Medina from Colombia. I think what Jose is saying is the beginning of the first process in the communication working group. This recalling or recopilation of all the collection of the emails and the verification of these emails is the first step. I would like to say that my name is wrong, and it seems it is a Russian name at this moment. So please correct it.
Okay. Yes, please.
Yes, Zelris Lawrence here again. Just clarification on what the scribe is putting down. It's Zelris. I don't know if you got that. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And it's L, Lawrence, yes, not T. Thank you.
All right. So we have about 15, 20 minutes. How would you like to use the remaining time? Any suggestions or proposals about the remaining time? Please, Roosevelt.
I think there's need for the groups to get together, even if it's only to identify a chair of each group, so that when you leave here, at least you somewhat constructed, structured. And I think that a facilitator should be one of the people there, a chair and a facilitator.
So just in terms of the structure of the working groups, the proposal is that there is a chair and that the chair is responsible for the agenda being met, the facilitator who guides the meeting and makes sure that everybody gets to participate. That's your suggestion, Roosevelt.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you. Here and here. Yes.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the records. First, I think that the leaders of the groups should be elected by the working groups. That is a definition that should be taken into account. A group is going to work well if the group chooses its own leader. Secondly, as I said before, this depends on the chairman and the secretary, and the chairman should have an executive attitude, and the secretary is in will be in charge of the organization of the group. So I suggest first that the secretary and chair are the ones calling or convening this activity, and then I suggest a meeting of the groups separately for them to elect their leaders, and then we should meet together so as to see how the working groups are going to work. This is Humberto Carrasco. For the record, I agree with Roosevelt's proposal. I think we should have a coordinator or facilitator within each group, and this and he or she should report to the chair and secretary. If this is going to be carried out or not, perhaps it's not that important, but I think this is the correct way of moving forward. Jose, and then just a clarification. When Humberto talks about the coordinator activities, are you talking about reporting to the LAC RALO chair? This is Humberto Carrasco's answer. The coordinator or facilitator, depending on the name that we are going to choose, is the one responsible for seeing the daily day activities. And therefore, the coordinator and facilitator will answer the chair and will report the chair, because in this way, everything is going to be much quicker. And we avoid the president pushing all the members within the group. So I would like to make a proposal. Once we decide the schedule or define the schedule, we should define the deadlines for the publication of results in order to avoid drafts, which should say on a certain date we are going to receive the documents, and therefore we should avoid discussion about drafts. I suggest a stop suggesting we will have a basic or a base document. We all of us are going to have the document, and we will have the freedom to work on the document, to set the deadline. So I think we're wasting time, a very important piece of time. This is Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Just an administrative issue. This is 20 to 10. We have moved forward. We have the members of the working groups already. And my suggestion is that we should use this time so as to determine the or establish the deadlines for the deliverables. I mean, I'm talking about the deliverables of the working groups.
Group meet now and come up with the deadline, or that we agree as a large group? Okay, all right.
Elad, this is Heidi.
Yes, please, Heidi.
Just a point that we have many working groups that have the same members, so I'm not sure how they could meet together.
Yeah.
But staff would be able to organize small meeting rooms for these groups throughout the week if you wish to do that.
That sounds like the most logical way to address it. So the suggestion from Rodrigo is that before we end, we come up with an agreement about the deadline for the working group's final product. Is that right? Like whatever the objectives are to be met. Okay. So is there any discussion right now about coming up with a deadline for the work product, the result from the objectives being met? Yes, please.
This is Jose Arce for the records. On Friday during the morning, we could set a deadline so that we can meet and define the working groups and the objectives. This is my proposal. When it comes to the group of the work of the strategic planning working group, I think it is important that all the main inputs, or I the inputs for the creation of the strategic plan will depend on everybody's contribution. So, if the staff of Haiti commits themselves to provide us a room tomorrow or on Friday, we will be able to develop the main activity in any strategic planning, which is giving an analysis or providing an analysis and create a SWOT analysis. Because throughout teleconferences, this is going to be very difficult. So we should make the most of ourselves to participate in a meeting so as to have that information. Then we can improve all the steps and move forward. But I think it is vital for us to meet in order to have that initial input in order to develop the strategic plan. I would like to say that on Friday, 10:30, I am coming back to my country, Caracas, but I support the motion of my colleagues.
Why don't we agree? So the proposal is that we agree that by Friday morning, all of the working groups will have met and that they will have at least completed having a chair and or at least somebody who's responsible for then convening forward. So you'd have to make the decision when you're going to meet, but rather than specify right now, that by, at least by Friday morning it'd be done. Is that acceptable? So all the working groups will meet before Friday morning and that they will convene and organize themselves. Yes? Anybody not agree with that? Okay, good. We have an agreement. Yes.
Could I? This is Heidi. Could I suggest that what we do is we send out immediately in the next 2 hours to the LACRAL OCR list the names of these of the people in these working groups. We will then send out doodles to those people to find a good time for everyone, and then we'll set up meeting rooms today and tomorrow. Yes, everyone's on the CR list, the CR LACRAL list. We'll send out emails.
Is that okay with everybody? Matt?
Hi, this is Matt Asciani for the record. Can I just ask that we review the list for a minute? And if you were not on the list that I've written up and you wanted to be on it, that you let me know. If you're on the list and you did not want to be on it, let me know.
Okay, let's quickly do that, Matt. So the first one is strategic planning. Make sure that you are included if you want it to be, or that you're not if you don't. Okay, let's move on to the second one, communication. Okay, thank you. Number three, translation. Okay, and number four.
Matt, this is Sergio Salinas Porto. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. I'm going to follow the line of my colleague. When it comes to the translation and communication group, I would like to be removed, and I would like to participate, and I'm going to sit just in the governance working group because I don't think I will be able to cover all the issues. Thank you.
To be deleted. One.
I would like to be added in the governance working group. My name is Juan Rojas.
Going once, going twice, going three times. Closed. Okay, I would like to suggest something. In the next few minutes, let's evaluate the working sessions. And the way that I suggest is that we start out by what was a plus. So So in your opinion, what worked well? And then we'll look at what I call deltas. So what could be better? And so what we're evaluating is the time that we spent on Monday and the time that we spent this morning. Anything that you thought worked well, let's start there, and then anything that you would like to see improved. So this is a chance to give feedback to me, but it's also a chance to give feedback to Jose and to Dev and to each other. Okay, so who would like to start? Anything at all that was on the plus side for anybody? Yes, please.
From my point of view, the positives or pluses is that we have, my name is Raul Bauer. The pluses is that we had agreed on a concrete action so as to overcome the barriers that we have right now. Alberto Soto. As a plus, I would say the high level of participation of all the ALSs and their commitment.
Okay, and then on the other side, mind what could be improved? What could be better? What would you like to see different or improved? Here and then here.
I would like to see all the members of Black Rallo in this room today, and this didn't happen. We have some absent people here. I would like that each participant analyzes their ideas, because we are really wasting a lot of time when we think while we speak. So we have a wasting time rate which is very, very high.
I'd like to suggest it could be an improvement.
David Antilak Singh here. Just to follow up on Sergio, I mean, I had to leave the last hour of the conference, of that session on Monday, because I have had a responsibility to be on the other working group. And I can, as you know, Sergio, I mean, ICANN has a detailed schedule, and sometimes you have to go to those meetings, especially when you have to present your papers or give a report. So I'm just suggesting that not just because somebody didn't attend or wasn't there for the last hour means that somehow we were uncommitted or anything like that.
Okay, so is there anything that anybody would like to say in closure to this working session? This is an opportunity in the next moment or so. Last comments before we close the working session.
Sergio Salinas para los.
This is Sergio Salinas for the records. The missing people. Missing people perhaps should apologize or by email. Yesterday, I couldn't make it to certain activities because I wanted to be here with you and because I was interested in solving certain issues. So this is something important because it is about our region.
Jose Arce.
This is Jose Arce for the record. We have reached the end, and the result for me is a plus. I would like to thank Rodrigo. Thank you very much, Rodrigo, for being here, always supporting the region. I would like to thank the staff people and ELAD for your work. I think the results are visible. And this result is due to all the participants here and due to their commitment, due to our commitment. So I congratulate you all for being here, for not going to the music night last night. Thank you very much, Alberto. This was a very productive meeting. Thanks for not dancing, Alberto. Just that, I would like to thank you all, and let's move forward with the grouping, working groups.
Para registros, Alberto.
This is Alberto Soto for the record. I did not go dancing because there wasn't hairdressers available at the hotel.
And thank you very much. Those of you that are coming to the... Yes, thank you.
Sí. Terminamos, pero la próxima sesión.
This is Jose Arce speaking. We have closed the previous session, but the next session is going to take place in this same room. So if you feel like stretching your legs and take a breath of fresh air, do so, but please come back to this room. Thank you.